I don't even know technically how to broadcast this at the same time we record it. That's something I'll learn later. For now, like I don't know what service I would.
Wait, so you're gonna record us, and then you'll figure it all out later.
No, I'm gonna record us, and I'm gonna mix it down just like I did to last week's, which you would know if you would listen to last week's.
When you die, I'll listen to all of it.
WP Candy WordPress podcast from WPCandy.com, a proud member of the Guru Network. I'm your host, Ryan Amell. Welcome to the second episode of the WP Candy WordPress podcast, the official podcast of WPCandy.com. I'm Ryan Amell. And joining me today are J.D. Bentley and Ashley Hittinger. J.D. Bentley
Hey. Sorry. I'm so nervous. This is my first time.
No, it's not. We've podcasted. Well, can I finish the introductions? Did I do this properly?
Son of a bitch. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just going to start from the top again. Because okay. I think, okay, I don't have a strong opinion about it. But like in iTunes, they ask you to specify like whether it's a clean podcast or not.
It's not going to be clean. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Fantastic.
No.
All right. Like I said, I don't really have a strong preference because I think
just keep this. This is great.
Well, yeah, I'm not getting rid of it. This is just how it should start. I was kind of figuring I'd grab a clip.
Yes.
Introductions are awkward anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Well, that was the voice of J.D. Bentley, WordPress professional, blogger, and the news editor at WP Candy.
Hello.
Hello. And the potty mouth individual on the podcast, Ashley, is a WordPress blogger, user, contributor to WP Candy, and she really enjoys, although she's nervous about podcasting.
I love it. I'm excited.
We did podcasts before at Theme Playground. We did like 5 of them or something like that.
And yeah.
And then now those
and people long, and people liked it.
Long
I'm just
lost
nervous
and
that
dusty in iTunes now.
It is. You can still find it.
Yeah. Yeah. Theme Playground, which actually I need to, in one of the upcoming weeks, port over all of that content into WP Candy.
I really like that site. You really do need to bring that back.
It's not going to go anywhere except for just kind of be folded into. I'll probably like make some sort of a, you know, content header that says this originally on Theme Playground, which, you know, maybe some sort of background as to where it came from. Especially if people somewhere click on Theme Playground and end up at WP Candy, they might be like, what is this? So how have you two been?
Good. I was just thinking about something really funny, like, you know, you're at Theme Playground and this guy comes up with candy and he's like, little boy, do you want some candy? And then you end up at WP Candy.
That's not funny. That's kind of creepy,
actually.
It's creepy.
I know.
Especially because it requires, like, apparently, like, a live video or animated person walking onto the screen.
Yes.
How about you, JD? How have you been?
Good.
Good.
I guess. Not bad. Blogging.
Yeah.
Yep. No, there's nothing else there. You sounded like you were intrigued, but there's no reason.
Well, what are you blogging about?
Stories. Stories that happened to me a long time ago.
Oh, I'll have to read them.
Are these public somewhere yet, or are they?
Yeah, they're on my site. I'm still figuring out how I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to publish one story a day in five parts, or one story a week in 5 parts.
Okay.
Monday part one. Friday part
is it like a novel?
No, just short stories.
Oh, okay.
But short, real stories that actually happened to you.
Yeah, not fiction.
Okay.
Fictionalized nonfiction.
Well, that sounds really intriguing.
To protect the identities of all those involved.
Yes, exactly.
Nice. Okay.
I want to talk about Matt's themes.
Yeah,
because
let's
I'm
get
really
into news.
Excited about this.
Okay, so jumping into the news, Ashley, you can take this first one. Go for it.
So Matt Mullenweg's, his Matt themes are all available for download. His older themes. And I'm very, very excited, especially with the one that has a plethora of color. What is that called? Does he have a name for that? For that one? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think the one that you're talking about is called Metalla.
Yes, it is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All about that one.
I was excited about it until I actually saw what it looked like. When you use it on your site, it's not as impressive.
What do you mean?
In his old one, it had like Matt was part of the background or something. Mm-hmm. Like it was actually part of it. And then now it's just the text, so anybody can plug a theme in to their site, and it doesn't look as good. But I haven't really used it. And also, I'm not sure why he released this other one. That's kind of not great.
Yeah, it's considerably less striking.
Yeah, what happened to he had the one with like the horn with the trees or something? Why isn't that one released?
Yeah, that was so Matt's gotten into this seasonal habit of changing his blog theme, getting a new designer sort of each season to get a new design up for him. And I think the one that you're talking about with the tree and the was one jump back, because he has a fairly new one right now.
Yeah.
That I think was just over the summer. And then the one right before that, I think, is the one. So maybe it's just not ready yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
Does he design these himself?
I do not believe so, no. He has. Okay. And he credits the designers.
Gotcha. The ugly kind of one. I think he did design that one, didn't he? Like, it's not ugly, but it's
no,
not.
No, well, it's plain. It's not,
yes,
as flashy.
Very plain.
No, I really want to see.
So much trouble.
What? No, he would. I think he would agree. But the tough part about generalizing themes for public release is that you have to generalize the theme. You know, like you're saying with Metalla, which I think is the right way to say it. You know, he had to kind of take out some of the unique identifiers that he had in the theme so that other people could use it. And sometimes that kind of puts a theme in a place where it's not as exciting to use.
Yeah, it kind of ruined it.
Yeah.
It's like it just has a custom background.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see one of, still, I think, probably my favorite of all of his themes. I like the new artsy direction just because it's interesting and it works for him. This was back before he did the domain change to ma.tt, back when it was photomat.net. He had it was sort of like a coffee cup, like a picture of him, like a planner. It was sort of like a desk feel to it. I'm sure it's on, Internet Archive or something. But I always like that theme. It'd be cool to see that one released.
How do you say his domain name? I've always, do you say ma.tt?
I think that's what I just said. I don't know the right way. Would that be the... Because...
I keep saying Matt and just skipping over the dot.
Yeah.
Which is stupid because that's no way to tell anybody about it.
Just go to Matt.
Yeah. Nobody, pretty hard to understand that. And I didn't even know .tt was a suffix.
Mm-hmm. Right. If I remember right, and I think, I don't know, I still have to dig through all the old theme playground posts, because I think I posted about this, a couple of years or a year or two ago when it happened. But his story about it is pretty crazy. I guess it's the country ending for Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, he had to actually fly there and I think fill out some paperwork and it was, pay like a couple $1,000s.
Wow.
To get like an official country ending. So I guess it'd be comparable to having a .gov here, or
that's commitment.
That's good.
I think that's the it's definitely the best domain I've ever seen. I kind of wish they had like a .d, j.d.
Yeah, then you could one up him.
Yeah, well, that I think that wouldn't make any sense though. Well, not that ma.tt makes sense.
Well, I mean, at what point? I mean, and I say this like knowing nothing really about domains and what all this stuff means. But I mean, how long until really like domain endings are really like they're so flexible that you can really just make them up like that? Like you can say, oh well, yeah, I wonder if there's a .d ending, and then there just is, or there's somebody that'll put some price on it to make it happen.
I thought that I heard somewhere that you can get them to accept a suffix for like $10,000 or something. Because they were doing that, it was like a telephone thing, .tele, maybe. And it was supposed to be like your online business card. Do you remember that?
I don't think I ever caught wind of that, but I think...
Did I make that up?
Yes.
I don't think so, because 10 grand for something like that sounds about right.
Yeah, so...
Even though it's still insane.
I forget what it was, though. I know it was like a... It was supposed to be like a business card, and I didn't understand why anybody would ever want one.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it's a bit much. Especially when most people find sites just by Googling names anymore. I mean...
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to get rid of the hypertext transfer protocol.
Yeah, just stop showing that entirely.
Yeah, I read somewhere that the guy who invented the web said that he wished he didn't do that, but it was a common thing at the time for protocols, or maybe that was just about the two forward slashes. I don't know. I don't even type it in anymore. I just use the, you know, where the Firefox bar, you type it in and it goes to the I'm feeling lucky on Google.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I do. I don't even bother typing in full domains.
Yeah.
I have never used that.
Never used what?
I'm feeling lucky on Google.
Did you before now know what that meant?
No, yeah, I knew what it meant, but I'm a Bing user now, so I don't use Google so much.
It's like
why?
Because I'm a photographer and I like the pretty pictures. I know, isn't that really sad reason? But that's why I use it.
It's like the Capulets and the Montagues now. Like we can't Fairbowton. We can't.
It does the same thing. I don't know what the big debate is.
Google has the background image now,
isn't it? Through like iGoogle or MyGoogle or whatever the thing is called.
I don't know. Every time I go to Google, it shows this stupid picture of like a lake, and I wish I could get it back to just the plain white.
I do not have that. I have a plain white image.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
Yeah, I mean...
Let me just say, if you have enough money, anything is possible.
That's true.
Going back to...
$10,000 for a domain name?
Yeah, like, anything is possible.
Yep. Okay, well, I haven't played around with Matt, just to go back to the original. I haven't played around with the downloadable themes yet. From Matt, but I know that there's always been on all of his sites, he has a pretty cool custom photo gallery built in, so it's probably worth digging around and finding out how mm-hmm. exactly he did that. That allows for like people to tag their names and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
good point.
Alrighty. Posted just today, so we're recording this on a Monday night, so earlier today, posted an interview with Darcy Clark of Themify, a new theme company that just started up this month. New thing at WP Candy, video interviews with anybody technically within WordPress or kind of touching or related to WordPress in any way. This particular one is the start of what I'm calling the Indie Interview Series, that is just a way to give some visibility to maybe some theme companies or plugin companies that or really WordPress service companies that maybe don't get the attention that the big guys do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I want to say, you know, give him, Darcy Clark, a shout out for being the first one to do a video interview with you. I know that can
be very
kind
brave.
Of daunting. So, mm-hmm. way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go for him.
Go Darcy.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll
video.
Get a lot more. I know, right? I would
the
be
video
terrified
was
to do
so
a video.
Good.
Yeah, you liked it? I think it turned out pretty well.
It looked really, I don't know, it was just really professional. I mean, it really surprised me, and I know that doesn't say much about what I think of you.
Yeah, I know. That's.
but I
like
mean
that.
It as a compliment.
Anything that just that has a slight touch of professionalism should just come as a complete shock, because this whole thing's a sham. It'll fall apart at any minute.
The transcript button was nice. But,
Yeah, that took a long time to do. I think that'll be something I need to figure out a better way to get those made. Maybe I'll give some credit to somebody, some WP Candy readers, if they want to jump in and start filling those out, because that is a big deterrent to wanting to do videos if I have to do that every
time.
Oh,
I'll do that. That's easy.
Okay. All right.
The video was so good.
The video was fun. It was really nice talking to him. It's interesting hearing what it's like now for a theme company to start up after, you know, a few years now of themes being sold commercially, sort of been a regular thing. That I can imagine it being somewhat daunting or threatening to approach this industry now. So I think it's cool what they're doing, and it's fun to learn more about kind of what they're going through with that.
Yeah, and I like hearing about the indie people more. Just because, like, it's something I've thought about doing. I would never do it, but I've thought about doing it, and just to see how people actually go about doing it is pretty cool. Plus, I'm looking at the themes now. They all look really good. And in the video, he said that there's going to be a free one soon.
Mm-hmm.
So
this
week, even.
I
want to see, like, I can't wait to play around with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been I probably should have given you the chance to review the theme then. I've been playing around with it for a few days. The themes are great. I've been playing around with the blog. What's the exact name? It's their blog theme. I think it's the fourth one on the page.
Bloggy?
Yeah, bloggy. Yeah.
That's the one. To me, that's the one that looks the best.
Yeah, they're all great. I should say Darcy's partnered with Nick Law too. And Nick Law, the one place I knew him from was Web Designer Wall. But he's all over the place. He's done a bunch of really cool stuff online, and he's sort of the design end of things, whereas Darcy is more the back-end development, which is also interesting to hear about because developers don't always get the attention that the designers do with these things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it all looks like great work. Well, it'll be interesting to see, to check back with them in 6 months, a year, and so forth, to kind of see how things are going.
Definitely.
Okay. What do you think of their themes, Ashley? Do you think they look nice?
Crap. I just clicked out of it. But the first one, the WIGI. I don't know. I really like that. I feel like I've seen that a few places already. And then there was also, it looked like a photo blog.
Oh, on the Blogfolio or Sidepane? They all do really well with multimedia stuff or with photos.
I got back to it. The side pane.
Yeah.
I could do without the side pane. but I don't know. I like the big image and the floating content. And I just thought that was really nice. So yeah, I'm with you, Ryan. I think all of their design work is really nice. So,
yeah, it'll be fun in the coming weeks to hopefully feature more indie companies and businesses that are starting up around WordPress and see what they're doing. And you know, what I hope to tap into is hopefully what it is about WordPress that interests people, that brings them here. Why WordPress when there are so many other options out there? So yeah,
I changed my mind. I like the side pane. Never mind. It's really functional.
Well, that's good. I was really concerned.
Okay, thanks.
But yeah, work in progress. Anyway, next item in news this past week, Peter Westwood, core WordPress developer, joins Automattic as a happiness gardener.
Coolest name ever.
Yeah, so I put this post together. Westwood, or Peter, I'll call him Peter. I'll pretend that we've met, which we never have. Call him by his first name. Peter was one of the five. I think they may be six now, five or six core committers to WordPress. It's a small team. Now these are the people that have sort of the final say about what gets, you know, when patches are offered to WordPress or submitted. They are the ones who sort of give the final okay. So he's been with WordPress for a long time and recently announced on his blog that he will be leaving his current full-time job to join Automattic full-time.
Cool.
Yeah. He joins other happiness engineers with Automattic. Automattic has a sort of a reputation for coming up with different job titles for everybody that works there.
So what's a happiness gardener exactly?
Well, happiness gardener is actually a little bit different than, just pulling up their page now. There are a number, I think there are five or six other happiness engineers at Automattic, and they specifically focus on the support side of WordPress.com, making sure that WordPress.com, which is an Automattic, you know, free blogging service that you can use that's, you know, built on WordPress, that you can pay for upgrades and things. So it's sort of a commercial endeavor that, that is one of the ways Automattic makes money. Happiness engineers make sure that everyone using it stays happy. And my understanding and how Peter described Happiness Gardener is he will sort of help lead the team of happiness engineers as a gardener. See, it all makes total sense now.
What you said that they usually come up with weird title names. What are some others, if you know any?
I'm looking at one, Joseph Scott, who works at Automattic. He is known as a bug exorcist.
Nice.
Ha! That's great. Genius.
Mine's better. Michael, I think Koenig is how you would say it. His title is Schmooze Engineer.
And what would that be?
That's the other fun part about it. It doesn't always describe... He joined in March of 2008 and has since perfected the art of schmoozing kung fu.
What?
I don't know. Maybe is it maybe PR? Maybe marketing?
That's all I can imagine it being.
Oh, there is a light bulb engineer, Michael Pick. Yes, he obsesses equally over making videos and tracking down light bulb moments.
So
I know Pick does the awesome, like, for the past couple versions at least, WordPress has had like a cool screencast sort of announcing the new WordPress version. I know he puts those together, or at least works.
So he's a video guy?
Yeah.
And that's a light bulb what?
Light bulb engineer.
A light bulb engineer makes videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he does a lot. He's been a animator, pro blocker, film and media lecturer, and training type person for a big old bookstore chain. Go, Michael.
So I suppose if you have to have a job title, you might as well have a fun one.
Yeah, seriously. Well, it depends. Some people call themselves gurus and ninjas and rock stars.
Yeah, maybe that's too much fun.
Way too much fun. Because most of them have really boring, terrible jobs.
Yeah, I mean, probably the last one worth mentioning, and this one's sort of a classic because it's been that way for a long time. Matt Mullenweg's his official title is it's abbreviated on the Automattic page, CBBQTT, Chief Barbecue Taste Tester.
Isn't there? It's something with the open source projects, something benevolent dictator for life or something.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's included in his description, but I do recall something about that in the past.
Yeah, I think that's something that they use for a few different, like the bigger open source projects that have an obvious leader.
Right.
Did you read the rest of his, Matt's? He's such a romantic. He's so cute. He has a crush on Audrey Hepburn in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Nice.
He's very cute.
That's exactly what I thought when I heard it was wow, how cute.
Have you even seen that movie? I mean, like, most... Never mind, I won't make that statement because guys will be like, I have too seen that movie. I was going to say most guys haven't seen that movie, so...
I haven't seen it.
Nope.
See?
Most guys on this podcast currently have not.
I know. True. Everybody, you need to go see that movie if you want to talk to a female.
I've heard the song.
There are plenty of great songs in that movie.
No, not from the movie.
What song? Breakfast?
I've heard that song, so I know a little bit about it, but I don't believe Audrey Hepburn is in that song.
Okay, I gotcha.
Oh, what else? I reviewed a book, put up a review on the site last week.
I love WordPress books.
Yeah, WordPress books are cool. I'd say a respectable stack here that I'm still getting through. And of course we'll give all of them away when I finish. That's definitely something we always do. Smashing WordPress. It's a good book. You know, if you want a WordPress book, you should check it out.
Not a book for advanced developers.
No, it's not. It doesn't get crazy in depth, but if you like...
What's it about? I mean, is it because some of the books are like about blogging, some are about theme design.
No, what, no, it, what is yeah, it? it's not about blogging. It's not necessarily for beginners. I think for somebody who's maybe tweaked a theme in the past, and has sort of introduced themselves to the idea of customizing WordPress a little bit. I think that's the person that this book is made for. It's not about blogging. It's really about. I think it's smashing WordPress beyond the blog is the subtitle. So it's sort of taking a step beyond and using it for other things. But that said, I would say it's for people who want to use WordPress for something more than blogging, or maybe want to customize and develop some stuff. And it's also for you if you enjoy the usual depth and, I guess, writing style of smashing magazine posts, because that's sort of the partner in publisher with the, mm-hmm. that put out this book, Wiley and Smashing Magazine, so at least in name and brand, published the book.
So it's mostly about customizing theme stuff.
Yeah, it's theme stuff. It covers a little bit about plugins, but it's primarily visual and functional on mm-hmm. the theme end of things. And if you're interested in plugin development, there are much better. There are other books dedicated solely to that. I would. There's a book, I have it. I don't have it in view, but I think I reviewed it on Theme Playground, so that'll be coming over to the site soon. But it's about WordPress. It's by Vladimir Prelovac, if I remember correctly. And he has a book that's all about building WordPress plugins that would be, you know, if you're interested in the plugin side of things, that'd be worth your time.
Mm-hmm. I like this, looking at your review, this yeah. line, mm-hmm. would it be a bit ballsy to write a WordPress book without walking through the installation process?
Yeah, it's sort of a pet peeve after reading a lot of these books, and I should have another review coming this week of another book that sort of runs into the same sort of issue. They all, in some ways, cover the installation process of WordPress, which seems weird to me. I mean, I understand it from sort of my completist tendencies. Like, I can imagine being in their shoes and writing a book about WordPress. Well, you got to start with the installation, and then you can move on from there. But WordPress installation is notoriously simple and straightforward.
Yeah, and like at my host, it's automatic even. Like right. You just pick a database name or something, and then it does it.
Now, it's worth talking about the config, the WP config file, and sort of the details of how all that works in tandem with, you know, the rest of the WordPress install. But I don't know. Each of the times I've seen it so far, the installation process kind of seems to have piggybacked on top of it a whole chapter or a whole section of the book that's all intro stuff.
So seems like they just linked to something. If I was going to buy a WordPress book, I'd probably already have it installed.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You're probably already past that point. And I mean, I can see it's valuable knowledge to know how that all works, but I think, you know, to spend much time on it at all is sort of I think a disservice to what the book could be, you know, rather than just jumping into straight into a development project and going with it.
Yeah. So what was your overall opinion?
Overall, it was a good book. I think one other pet peeve I have about it is that it is a full color book, which makes it more expensive. You know, just like all the books that I mean, you know, it sucks if they're black and white or if they're not full color, but then again, if they are full color, they're going to cost $20-$30 more. it was full color, but the code samples weren't syntax highlighted, which was just for someone who is trying to put himself but trying to put himself in the shoes of someone trying to understand and read the code for the first time. I think that was a little bit too bad. Because if you have a full color book, why not actually, you know, use proper or some sort of highlighting on the code rather than just having it be black on white.
Yeah. At the same time, I don't think I've ever, like, I know that it automatically does it if I use I use Coda, and mm-hmm. then there's TextMate, and it automatically does it. But at the same time, I don't really, like, it's not really useful to me.
Yeah, I think it probably depends. I mean, I think in the review I said it's. It'd be nice for someone learning it for the first time to be able to have that.
If you're going to put it in color, I mean,
Why not? Yeah.
But at the same time, it looks like they've used like one color based on your pictures.
Yeah. The I mean, I'd say for the like I said, the right person, the book is good and it's worth it. It's not at all a bad WordPress book. Is it the best WordPress book? I don't know. I haven't read them all yet, so probably never gonna get a weigh in for me on that. But it's a good one. It's good.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then the last piece of news, which actually, is the theme review codec page has been updated. And I think it's codec, right? It's spelled C-O-D-E-X. It's one of those words that you don't ever really say a lot because you just read it online. I believe it's codec.
I wonder if it's in the dictionary. Codecs.
It really is codecs?
It says K-O-D-E-K-S. That's how I'd pronounce it.
You are wrong, Ryan.
Way wrong. And I'm just thinking back to all the times in the past few days I've said it the incorrect way. Okay, so the theme review codecs page has been updated. The theme review codecs page is used by those submitting a theme to the WordPress directory, the free themes directory. And the theme review page gives you all of the rules that you need to follow in order to get the theme accepted by the theme reviewers.
Is this something you looked at when you started creating themes?
Well, I did, it was a while ago when I experimented with putting up some free themes in the directory. So at that point I did, but the themes that I build typically are not themes that I distribute. They're just themes for one-off clients, and themes that I build for myself. So those, I don't have any reason to. I mean, they would abide by the codex rules because those rules are basically in place to make sure that the theme's going to work.
Okay, so it's really simple and straightforward. It's not like
you have
75 rules that you have to do before you can post.
Well, I mean, there may be, I don't know the exact number, but I mean, they go into detail to make sure that nobody can complain that, you know, they didn't have. And actually, it's just been updated to make it even better and get rid of redundancies and things like that.
Good.
Yeah.
With the themes I make, like, they're all mostly for me and they're all sort of custom. And I thought about submitting a theme to the theme directory. And I think I got to this page and then gave up on it just based on the things that they, like, none of the sites I make use tags or categories or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they use it in such a specific way that it goes back to the thing Matt said in the presentation when he said he was going to release his themes, where he wants you to, what was it called? Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah.
And he said, go in there and clean it up and then submit it. I can't get past the cleaning up.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. There are a number of themes that I've used for my blog in the past or my, you know, portfolio site or things like that I could probably release. It's a whole process of going back through and stripping out the unique things and making sure that it would be flexible enough to work for anybody. That definitely takes a lot of work. I mean, and credit to the people who release free themes and populate the directory.
The thing about the free themes is that it seems like they're either too specific or too generic. Like, it's hard to, I mean, I guess it's always going to be that way because you're never going to find something perfect for you unless you make it. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing that always bothered me. Like, even if I was looking for a minimal theme, I'd like download one and be like, well, that should really be changed. And then I'd end up tweaking it so much that it was a completely different theme, which maybe that's something I should do to contribute to the theme directory. Mm-hmm. Just any change I make, send it back.
Here's a question. Commercial theme developers, the companies that build themes for profit, they release free themes. We were just talking about Themify doing it a little bit ago. How many commercially developed free released themes do you know of that are listed in the directory?
What was that?
How many themes created by commercial companies, like by the theme companies, the free ones that they create and release for free, how many of those are listed in any way in the directory? I can't think of any. I mean, I know there are rules about attribution and linking sources, and that you can only have so many links in the footer and things like that for the .org directory. But I mean, you got me thinking about, okay, so where? I mean, because I'll admit it, if I'm looking for a free theme for either someone or myself, I mean, honestly, and it's terrible, but I'm probably not going to start at the .org directory because of the same things you said. They're typically going to be kind of too plain Jane or, you know, just typically the design quality is usually lesser than what some of the commercial shops are producing. And I think that's just a time and resources and money kind of thing. I don't think it has anything to do with talent necessarily. But I wonder if there's any limitation to the commercial guys putting those themes in the directory.
I don't know if it would count, but I know Thematic's in there.
Mm-hmm.
I've downloaded it from there a few times, but I can't think of any. I really can't think of any other.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I don't know why I've never thought of that before, of why that's not the case. I mean, you know, it's relatively straightforward, I guess, to you know, to release themes on your own. You put up a zip file on your site and you'll send it out. But, you know, theoretically or I guess ideally, the WordPress free themes directory should have a lot more traffic and make you a lot more visible to a greater number of people than your own site or blog will. And I would say probably for the most part for the average people looking for free themes, that's even the case for the larger theme companies, you know, that they would still get more visibility. So I wonder if there's some limitation I'm not aware of that keeps those out.
Maybe if I know that if it's like sponsored or they have a link or something, they don't usually accept those.
Mm-hmm.
What did the Themify, what's his name, Darcy, did he say anything about the free theme going in the directory?
No, he didn't, but I think I'll probably shoot a follow-up question over to him and see if I can find out what they are thinking about that, and probably out to a number. I mean, hopefully I can, you know, a few of the people listening, if they know any better, email us at podcast@wpcandy.com to find out, because, yeah, that would be interesting. It'd be, because that I think just that, I mean, I can think of a couple dozen really high quality free themes that all of the theme companies have released just to promote their work and to get their name out there. I mean, just having those in the directory, I think, would bring the quality or the level of quality up to more than it is currently.
Yeah.
And this also kind of runs along with, I interviewed earlier today, it should go up later this week, one of the theme reviewers for the WordPress directory. His name is Edward Casey. And he was kind enough to give me about a half hour of his time to ask him about the theme review process and what he does and how he got involved with WordPress and stuff. And, you know, he talked a lot about how to make the directory better and what sort of the greater community can do to help with that. So that should hopefully go up around Wednesday, Thursday. They should talk more about this for those interested.
I know they have a separate commercial directory. Why? I don't know. It seems like they could turn it into a store. Why don't they just combine the two and then make it where you could buy themes from the back end?
Yeah, so buy themes straight out of the WordPress directory rather than download free. I think I don't have an attribution for this or anything, but I think I've heard or read Matt before saying that he wants to keep a free theme location, that he wants there to be free themes that are, and if you combine them, you know, I could probably see just like, you know, the iPhone App Store or anything like that, that everything's going to eventually end up at some cost. But that doesn't mean that there can't be two separate ones, that the commercial theme directory couldn't eventually be, you know, some sort of a buy marketplace.
I think it really should be, because I know that I've went there a few times and they just direct you to other people's sites. I think, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. It's just a random list from those who have been accepted onto the page, which for the most part, as long as you're, you know, GPL, you're going to be listed there. I mean, I haven't heard any reports.
What about the split GPL? Are they ever going to be listed?
I don't think so. which I mean, and it's a touchy sort of thing. But my understanding of it is that the split GPL is compliant with the license, with the GPL license, and nobody disagrees with that. Nobody has any issue with that that's going to lead towards any litigation or anything like that. No legal issues. But I think the personal stance of the WordPress Foundation, you know, via Matt and also through Automatic, but this Automatic doesn't have a lot to do with it, at least with the .org listing pages, I think they just choose to do to only display full GPL, full GPL licensed themes there. So the split typically means that the GPL is applied to the PHP code, but that CSS, JavaScript, and images can be in another license. So it's weird to use these words, but I guess a fully GPL theme would be one that the GPL applies to all of the files included and not just the PHP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I have you, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, and there's the unfortunate consequence of all of the GPL stuff, as important as it is that, you know, I mean, Ashley, you probably have little to no idea about what any of this really means. except that in the end it means that there are some themes out there that you maybe are going to be harder to find or that you're not going to, have any chance to check out. So,
I know that it's a incredibly important topic right now, and it's something that you and I have talked about separately a lot, and I understand it, but there seems to me a lot of politics surrounding it right now. So, I don't know.
This is the point in the podcast where if at any point this becomes a truly professional thing, and JD, I'll wait for your judgment on that. a truly professional endeavor, this is where we would have some sort of a separator or a jingle saying that this is the part where we list off the WordPress picks of the week.
Cool, I'm ready.
And in lieu of having a jingle, we'll just go straight into it. Who wants
Perfect.
To go first? So, okay, WordPress picks. This is where something in the past 7 days or so has piqued our interest and is worth mentioning to you, the listeners, and hopefully it can be helpful to you in a similar and also helpful way as it was for us. So who's first?
I'll go. I am actually, as we are talking, I am going through I'm on ma.tt. Matt's site right now, and he's updated it. It's very like comic booky type right now. It's really cool. Specifically for me, I love taking pictures, and photography is one of my favorite hobbies. And I'm looking at his images and how he's got that going, and I really, really like it. To explain that better, you click on the gallery and an image pops up and it's pretty simple. Go to the next photo, or you can go to the previous photo. And first of all, he's got an amazing camera and he takes great shots. So they are very enjoyable to look at. And I am very envious of all the places that he has traveled. So it's just been I've just really enjoyed looking at his images, and he's made it really easy to do so. So, way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming the same gallery functionality is built into the Metallica theme that he released.
Yeah,
so
sure
we could probably dig around
yeah.
and find it. But then again, a lot of it is just sort of using WordPress's built-in, you know, sort of gallery view. I'm not sure anything crazy is happening there. But yeah, that's cool. He's known for traveling a lot and taking a lot of pictures.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
I think we joked, it wasn't on a podcast before, but we joked a while back about starting up a Twitter feed called like the Unmat or something, that where we just post pictures mm-hmm. on Twitter of all of the, or on WordPress of all of the mundane food that we eat
mm-hmm.
That could be yeah. shown in parallel with all of the awesome like exotic food that he eats on a daily basis.
His pictures of food just make my mouth water.
Yeah, it's pretty
painful.
They
look amazing. It really is. I mean, I want to know why he's not obese right now, because as
yeah,
much as he tweets about food, I mean, dang, what is your secret? Seriously.
Yeah.
How do you stay thin and eat all this food? Amazing food. Yeah.
Alrighty. JD, what would be your pick this week?
Okay, so as I said earlier, I'm doing something on my personal site where I'm publishing one story a week, but it's broken into five different parts. So this is the first time I've ever done a series of posts in a serious way. So I really wanted there to be a way to organize that so I didn't have to go back and edit in, okay, here's part two, and then here's part three, like through all the posts. So mm-hmm. I was looking up a series plugin, and that's my pick. It's actually just called Series, and it's in the plugin directory, and I think it's by Justin Tadlock. And it actually taught me what a taxonomy was, because I'm sort of developer-y, but not really. So mm-hmm. I didn't really get taxonomy until I saw this, and it lets you organize your posts by as a series. So my newest series is called The Tappers. So then it's got The Tappers Part 1, The Tappers Part 2. And then it also lets you – it creates like an archive of all the series.
Nice.
So that's definitely my pick.
That's cool, and it's nice to have that sort of automated in a sense, so you don't have to, like you said, go back and keep editing.
Yeah, that would have been a huge pain.
Right.
Wow. That's awesome. I'm glad you found that and that works. I hope that works for you. Have you started using it?
Yeah, sort of used it. I only have one post up, so I haven't really, and it's not completely set up because I don't actually have a, like the archive kind of page the way it needs to be,
mm-hmm.
but it's, so far it works exactly like tags.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything is exactly the same except it's called Series.
Nice.
So
cool.
Yeah, it seems functional. It seems like it works. That's cool. And that's over at your personal blog, jdbentley.com?
Yeah.
Cool.
Very nice.
Yeah, I was just checking it out, but I wanted to make sure I was looking at the right thing.
What about you, Ryan?
My pick is actually something that I posted about earlier today that I discovered over the weekend. It's a new WordPress plugin that has been released on Code Canyon, which is one of the Envato marketplaces. It's linked to on the site, but it's also it's searchable at codecanyon.net. It's called Relevant Search. So Relevant Search is a plugin. I refer to it as an issue that everybody sort of knows about and agrees about, but maybe it's not the case. But in my experience, WordPress internal search has always been a little bit lacking as far as searches showing up in the order that you would probably want them to. I mean, we're all trained through Google that, you know, when we search for terms or a collection of terms, that we're going to get back the content or the posts or the websites that have those terms in the most frequent or in the highest frequency. WordPress internal search doesn't always work that way. So this plugin tweaks how WordPress search works. It's called Relevant Search, and it basically adds an extra field to what's searchable and allows the full text of the content to be searched, and then brings up posts according to how relevant or how often those particular terms show up in the content. So it's not simply ordered by date, which, you know, it's in my experience, you know, if you're searching a large WordPress site, sometimes searching for a term will just give you a reverse chronological view of all of the posts that contain that term, and that's not always the most helpful.
Yeah, that you showed me this the other day, and I mm-hmm. it's one of those things that I didn't even realize it was a problem until I saw this. It's a really obvious problem, though, and
yeah.
I wonder why they haven't fixed it internally.
Yeah, it's a weird sort of thing. I mean, I know WP Candy is growing. We have just over 500 or so posts, so I wanted to test it out. I actually haven't set it up on WP Candy yet. I usually do, you know, kind of tweaks of that level to the site over the weekends, not during the week, just in case I, you know, something happens and I have to spend time working on it rather than writing new stuff. So I push that off into the weekend. So next weekend I should, I'll put it really into practice. But I've seen, I don't know, maybe a lot of large sites running WordPress either have found their own ways around this problem, maybe have an internal plugin that solves it, or I've seen a lot of blogs using Google Search, like the Google Search Bar or Search Box or Google Site Search, whatever it's called, that allows you to use Google to basically search your site for you and display the results. But I think this is nice. It's really lightweight. It's only a couple hundred lines. It's a few bucks on Code Canyon, but I mean, it's GPL. Code Canyon does everything. Speaking of GPL, they're All of the code and products that they sell on Code Canyon are split GPL, which means they're compliant with the license, but you know probably won't be listed on the official WordPress directory anytime soon. But I mean, it's in this case, it's fully GPL because there are no images or CSS. It's all PHP. You know, you just kind of activate it and it works. So that's my pick. Simple, straightforward, but it works.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome all around.
Great.
So yeah, I think that just about brings us to the wrap up of the show. Anything else you guys wanted to get to?
I don't know. You either love me or you hate me. So
what?
I hope I did okay. I don't know. I'm like kind of freaking out.
Start awkward, end awkward. That's a good way to go.
Perfect.
Yep. Yeah. That's how I roll.
You can follow JD. On Twitter at JD Bentley. You can also access the link to all of our contributors and authors from the WP Candy homepage. Ashley's at @Arae, @Arae. I'm on Twitter at Ryan Immel. Just all one word. And yeah, I think that does it for this podcast episode 2. See you guys later. See you.